far are you going?
About 30 years.
In this week's episode, we celebrate Halloween with the devil again with Alman, Apocalypse of Devil Man.
Skype is on. There we go.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How do I sound?
I can hear you, but I can also hear, like, other stuff.
You hear people talking in the background, and one sounds very southern.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
it's not too bad,
three,
though.
It's three, like, staff people trying to work on the TV in the one of the cafeterias I'm at, and she's coming back now, but I didn't know, like, how sensitive this microphone was. I was hoping it wasn't that sensitive.
Okay. Are you going to get expelled for talking about Devil Man?
Dude, no one knows I saw it. I'm literally in the corner of this cafeteria watching, and as I watched it, and, like, no one was around me to see it, so nobody knows about it. And it should continue to be that way.
Yeah. So I guess to set things up here, welcome to the Anime of Yesteryear podcast, the third Halloween special focusing on the Devilman OVAs. This is the third one, which is called Apocalypse of Amon or something like that.
It's like Amon, Apocalypse of Devilman, either or.
Yeah, sure.
But we saw that terrible translation off YouTube that some guy put up.
Yeah,
it was the first result that I saw.
There's no official.
Have to work.
There's no official release of this, so you have to kind of rely on these lame scan. Fan sub translations.
Yeah, well, this one was like the guy wrote up the translations, but it was like the text was almost dead center in the video, and then they would just fade out and fade into the other line that came in.
Yeah, it was usually on there for, like, too briefly, and the grammar was just god-awful. Because the guy, he used almost no punctuation, so there would be, like, no apostrophe in the word don't, and he would, like, leave out spaces and things like thank you. It would be, like, one word. And
I just noticed that damn was spelled D-A-N-M.
And yeah.
And ever was, or never was, N-E-V-R.
Yeah.
Like, he basically subtitled this off his, like, his cell phone or something. Was like, man, my thumb hurts. Just abbreviate it, F it. Who cares?
Yeah, and it would be things like Oblivion instead of Oblivion.
Oh, gosh. But, hey, at least we got this over and done with for Halloween.
Yeah, and you can still, like, tell what's going on pretty easily, even though...
Yeah, you don't have to rely heavily on subs for this. Like, the visuals, let's just say, are totally there. and what you probably should never ever see again.
Yeah, I've seen this twice, and it's one of those things that the main thing you're going to take away from it is that it's very gruesome. A lot of really disturbing images, like in some of the Violence Jack OVAs.
Yeah, I feel like they're like, hey, we saw the Violence Jack OVAs. Let's incorporate some of those aspects of Violence Jack into this. Like, the freaking girl that, like, was about to be torn into a wishbone. And I was like, oh, please don't. I don't want to see this again.
I think this was, like, a... I think it's called an ONA. Like, it was put on the internet or something.
That might be one of the first ONAs, maybe.
Yeah, because I think this is from around 2000. But,
yeah. Because the last Devilman 2, or Demon Bird, was like 1990, 91 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost a full decade before this one came out.
Yeah, and maybe that's why this was allowed to be so violent, because it was just like online. They didn't have to get like a distributor or anything that would, like, push for the content to be less extreme or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it was very, very gruesome. I guess we'll mention the scenes once we get to the summary that were the most violent, but there's a whole lot of blood and violence against children and that sort of thing in it.
Yeah, it's very anti-woman, and the feminist, if they cared about anime at all, should probably pick this as, like, one of their top things to rant about the anime industry about, but they don't care about that stuff now.
Yeah, luckily...
Maybe?
Luckily, they're so obsessed with the video games that they haven't moved on to ranting about anime yet.
Oh, I hope they never figure that out, but...
Yeah.
I mean, video games are not even that bad. Not compared to the things we've seen in anime.
Yeah, they're just more, like, visible, because more people play video games than watch anime.
That's true. Well, yeah, we're obviously going to talk and spoil this, so why not? I mean, it starts out with, like, the guy running down the alleyway after the little girl, and then it's like, oh, great, I see a raping happen. And then his freaking junk turns into a demon.
This girl is, like, Devil Man sidekick or something. I don't know when this happened, but
like Devil Man has an army now, and like I think I considered it like, oh, it's like the Devil Man Brigade or something like that. That's what it feels like when it's just like him, the little girl, and then like the woman
mm-hmm.
that almost got torn in two, but then she also like spits acid out of her breast or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that was her superpower, really? And then like it just melts the demon. And to a point where, like, it's goo, and then, like, it's still able to regenerate until Akira comes up and just, like, punches it until it becomes, like, a bouncing ball across the alley. And he's able to defeat him somehow, but...
She does shoot acid out of her breast, which is very Gonagai. I think he also had a robot in one of the super robot shows that he did in the 70s.
That's Aphrodite E, or Aphrodite, that shot missiles out of its breast.
Yeah.
Well, then also the Mazinger had breast fire, so...
Yeah.
Gunna Guy is all about them boobies, let me tell you. But, so then there's, like, so apparently, like, Akira's friend, I can't remember his name, I keep thinking his name was Akira, but it's not.
The blonde guy?
Yeah, the blonde guy, because he was...
Ryo.
Ryo, that's it. Oh, thanks. No, like, Ryo's, like, on national television saying, like, people are demons, you need to be aware of them or something. And then, Japan goes insane with, like, this giant demon hunt. And so everyone's starting to accuse people of being demons. Like, you got, the girl that's on the bus, and then, like, she just hears this conversation of all this violence that's happening outside and everything.
Is this when all those heads start showing up on stakes?
Well, no, that was after she got killed.
Oh.
No, because, like, she was getting off the bus, and it's just, like, total rioting happening in Japan, where, like, it's basically a witch hunt after, like, who's a, you know, a demon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she goes home safely somehow. Well, that doesn't last very long, because then, like, her brother's... what was it? Like your brother was watching TV.
He's watching, like Devilman, right?
Yeah, like it felt like it was a, like it was a retelling of the first OVA.
Yeah, he was watching the first OVA, like on VHS or something.
Yeah, but it's not like I thought it was like a live news broadcast or something.
Yeah, I don't know why he was watching that, but he like pees himself while he's watching it.
Where are the parents?
Yeah,
why would they somebody let their kid just watch it on national TV or something?
Where are the parents doing the horizontal mambo at Applebee's with an ethnic minority?
They don't have Applebee's in Japan. They have like Hibachi Sizzler or something. Yeah, I guess it's like there's no. I guess they have like all access to full channels where it's like, hey, want to see people turn into demons?
The Devilman channel.
No, like I guess like Mickey's upstairs doing her homework or something, and then all of a sudden the kid just starts. He sees like him transforming, which you can see like the demons. Like, the demons and the designs in this are completely different than the other OVAs.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, in terms of violence, you've got the one thing where, you got, like, this one guy, like, Devilman grabs that one demon's tits and just rips them off. And then he starts eating them.
Yeah.
And that's what caused the kid to pee his pants.
Yeah.
And then, so then he goes and tries to find his sister, and then, like, he gets a crossbow right in the skull. And I was just like, oh, snap. And there's, like, a Yakuza game that shows up, and they're like, yep, either it's... Dude, I'm guessing she got raped. Let's just say she got raped.
Yeah, so they shoot the kid in the head with an arrow, and then they cut it off and put it on a stake.
Yeah, and his head gets, like, stuck to the stairwell or something. And then I was just like, oh, snap, because that was, like, completely unexpected.
Yeah. And then they do it to the girl, too. And,
They completely decapitate her.
Yeah.
And then the whole mob, like, puts her up on a stake, her head, like, high above.
Uh-huh.
By the time Akira shows up to the house and sees her house being burnt down. And then they're just, like, waiting around, like, they caught, like, the main witch of this Winchun or something, and they're all proud of themselves because they're all out of their minds. And then just Akira's, or Devilman, slaughters all of them. And then he proceeds to hold Mickey's dead head and start crying loudly with such pain and agony of his, like, losing his girlfriend and everything.
Yeah, and then for the rest of the OVA, it's mostly him moping about this and fighting demons, like the Amon.
That is the rest of it, but, like, what happens next was the fact that they go to the warehouse, and then they got, like, some demon called Solus or something that's, like, wanting to take over his place. And then he's able to take out, like, all the demons in the warehouse or something. And then there's, like, this level playing field or whatever. It's, like, the next morning or whatever. And then and that's when we get to see scenes of people's, like, heads on stakes and everything, like, in the middle of the city, because it's just complete utter chaos. And then apparently that's when Amon shows up, or Amon, which is, like, what Devilman really is.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what this was. I thought it was, like, Satan or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. And because I was just like, oh, he's the main demon or something. I was like, well, he must be Satan. And it's like, Amon. And I'm like, oh, and then Amon's, like, demanding to fight Satan. And then that's when we see, like, the little girl helper of the Devilman Brigade being eaten.
Well, there is, like, some other demon that shows up and fights Amon, but I don't, like, know if he is on Devilman's side, or... There was, like, some white demon. Remember that?
I think that was the Solus guy, because he was the one that was trying to, like, control power or something.
Yeah, was he supposed to be good or bad? I couldn't tell.
Dude, I don't know either. Like, as soon as Amon showed up, I was like, so, who do you root for now?
Yeah,
I don't like any of these people. Like, the Devilman Brigade, which is, well, one girl's completely eaten in half, and then the other girl that's, like, or, you know, acid breath shooting girl is, like, trapped by a rock, and she was about to die.
She's, like, the only character who survives, right? Other than Akira, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. According to what we saw, she was the last survivor, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's not, like, much of an explanation about who these characters are. They kind of just show up and beat each other up, which is fine, I guess. But it would be nice if there was a bit more to the plot.
I mean, that's all you can expect from an anime like this. It's like, the plot is paper thin in terms of, like, you're not going to get much depth out of it. I mean, the OVAs had more depth, and that, I think that is saying something, but in terms of this, it's just a beat-down gore fest.
Yeah, it's a very shocking anime the first time you see it.
Wait, when was, like, you said you saw it already, like, how long ago did you see it?
Well, whenever I saw the first Devilman OVA, I think I saw, like, the second one and the third one pretty shortly after that. So, okay. a couple years ago.
Okay, yeah, because that must have been when we reviewed the first Devilman.
Right, yeah.
And we must have just marathoned them and they would tell me about them, and that's when I was like, dude, don't tell me anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I did watch some other, like, Gonagai stuff around that time. I think there was one called, Black Lion that was, like,
yeah.
an ADV.
Oh, my gosh. Black Lion's amazing.
Yeah.
I have that on VHS.
Yeah.
ADV's greatest hits.
That was really something.
Did you watch it dubbed?
Uh-huh.
I love the lines, especially, like, he explains the explosion. It's like, it'll be like the mountains giving birth to the planets.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see that again. We might have to review that sometime.
No, we're going to definitely have to review that sometime. I trust me, it's on the catalog of things to review for this podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but I guess, like, with Devilman, going back to it, it was...
I think it was a two DVD combo pack with... Mazinkaiser Skull, one of those two.
You talking about with Black Lion or this?
With Black Lion. Because this has no official release. All there is fan subs.
I know it didn't have an official release here, but...
Yeah.
I thought the Mazinkaiser dub came with that Shoten Doji thing or whatever.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Maybe I had to buy Black Lion separately.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet either.
Yeah, it was Shoten Doji. I also got that one. That's true. Alright, anyway, back to this. We were at the part where Amon shows up, I think, and he was fighting the...
Well, yeah, it was the fact that the battle takes place in the city, and then, like, freaking Amon chucks a train at him, which might have been the same train from the beginning that had FU written on it.
Oh, right, yeah. Did you take a screen cap of that?
I will take a screen cap of all this stuff.
Okay.
And, yeah, he hurls it at him, and then, like, hit both Solace and the train, go through that Shinjuku tower, and completely annihilate it or whatever. I was like, that's some good stuff right there. Alright, so he threw train at him, and then he defeated him in the city or something by, like, breaking his arms, and then he punched his stomach, like, hard enough to kill him or whatever. And then he's just like... You know, I guess they go to hell or something, and then they fight. And then he's, like, demanding to fight Satan there. And then they have that whole thing where it's, like, the person, like, Satan, like, orders Amon to fight himself or Akira as a devil man or something. And then there's a whole lot of, like, flashbacks in this where, like, Akira is able to split off from Amon because he's, like, reminiscing about his dead girlfriend, Miki, and everything. So then, like, that's when the split happens, and that's when they have their big battle.
Yeah, I get distracted because Cloud posted some weird thing in the chat.
What weird thing?
Something about the waifu panel at Anime Boston. I think they must be doing it again this year or something.
Oh.
But...
You know, that'll get approved.
That's like one of their hits, I guess, is the guy who shows up with his waifu on his iPad and talks about how he's not weird.
Man, that ought to be a great convincing argument to make.
Well, on this post, he said that this guy showed up in the room and started yelling Ryuko or something, because I guess Ryuko Matoy is his waifu or something weird like that.
Oh.
Which doesn't surprise me that there's Kill la Kill people who
well, that die hard in Kill la Kill people. Yeah, I didn't think they were still out there.
Yeah.
I thought, like, as soon as the show ended, like, nobody talked about it. Other than, like, oh, it's on Toonami now. And even then, like, nobody blew up about it because it wasn't brand spanking new on the internet.
Maybe they're excited that it's airing in reruns on there now. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Some of these guys have a lifelong obsession with these characters, you know? But yeah, back to Devilman.
I mean, really, when we say back to Devilman, the only thing that's left is the battle between Amon and Devilman. And then pretty much, like, Devilman gets a second win because it's like, he's part human, so therefore his love of Mickey is his power to go through and Kenshiro punch the heck out of Amon. Like, at that scene, like, I literally just started chuckling because I just kept thinking of the whenever he, like, it kept speeding up.
Oh, that scene was great. He just kept punching and punching. It felt like it went on forever.
Yeah, it was like a 2-minute, like a 1.5-minute punching scene that just kept gradually getting faster and faster.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and I guess, like, and yeah, so Saint in this is basically like a 6-winged pretty boy or something, which I guess is modeled after Ryo. And then, like, no, what was it? There was the other demon we're not talking about, where, like, it's, like, a head, but that's the entire torso, and it's got, like, little arms and little legs. And it's got this gigantic bug eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That just happens to be there. Like, I think it talked, but it was, like, very high-pitched or something.
Yeah, I do remember him, but I don't remember, I don't think it was really explained what his deal was. He was just some weird demon.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess he still lived or something, but then, like, after the battle with Akira, like, they just, like, they have that moment where he, like, lands back on Earth, and then, like, the one chick from the Devilman Brigade is still alive. And then they have a moment where, then, like, him and Akira and Ryo, like, stare each other down, and Akira just walks past him or something. And there's, like, this remorse look on Ryo's face. And there's no dialogue to kind of back that up, and then it just has that, like, sappy ending song to it. And that's pretty much the end, except for the credits that has the guy who translated it. It was, like, his name is, and I'm calling him out, and I don't care, Adrian R. Prado. Hey, Adrian, you suck at translations, buddy. I just want to tell you that. Learn English the good.
Is that the guy who uploaded it, or did this guy, like, take this awful
translation? Dude, I have no idea. I didn't even bother to check who uploaded this. Like, as soon as it ended, I was just like, alright. And I don't know if he took out the credits or not, because, like, the ending is, like, according to the YouTube video, like, was completely black except for, like, a small windowed screen of the recap of the anime that you just saw.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's just kind of, just some of the stuff at the beginning was funny in terms of, like, the guy with the demon penis.
Yeah.
Because that's the gif I've seen before when One Pixel Jump, like, did a review of this years ago. And I think the review of it's still up on, like, archive.org somewhere. But I haven't even listened to it yet because they're the ones that would go through and spoil it. But they take, like, 3 hours to do a podcast. They're able to stretch whatever they watch and stretch it out as long as possible, which is pretty good. But, like, the GIF was basically that transformation happening, and I was like, what in the heck is this? Because it was like peeling a banana open, and inside of it is a demon.
Yeah.
That was my first, like, reaction. I'm like, wait, what the what?
So I looked on the YouTube again, and it is uploaded by this Amon Prado.
Wait, has he done other stuff on YouTube?
I don't know. He did say to comment and subscribe, so he must have other videos.
For like 20 minutes, yeah. All right. Let me check this guy out.
There's a comment that says that the manga is much darker with more gore, violence, rape, nudity, and blood than the anime. It isn't for the weak-hearted. That's hard to imagine that it could be worse than this. But probably that manga has, like, more to it, you know, like, this feels like it's kind of rushed, like, it doesn't have much of a plot compared to the other Devilman anime.
He's got something uploaded called Amon, The Dark Side of Devilman Part 1, Remastered and Uncut, and that's been up there for 3 years. It's pretty much just him posting up opening and endings to anime, as the further I go down on this.
He's got some Berserk PS2 gameplay.
There's a figure.
Something about Samurai X.
My 23rd birthday from 5 years ago.
Guts versus Zod the Immortal.
It's got gameplay of the Devilman PlayStation game.
Oh, there is one?
I guess there is, but... I mean, I think I've heard of it, but I haven't played it personally yet.
Okay, so for next year, maybe we should do the live-action Devilman.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that on DVD.
Yeah, so you could stream that.
Yeah, I will. Like, half the time I forget that I have it, but it's still, like...
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
I might as well wait till next year, which means it would take me like 6-7 years to watch something that I bought. there's this like part of my DVD collection. There's things I've bought that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'll get around to watching this. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got that live action movie from like this bootleg movie store in some really ghetto mall in Atlanta. And I only went to that mall because it was near the airport in Atlanta, and they had a plane trade in there, which was, like, probably the nicest store in there. And all the guy talked about was, like, how the sales sucked because nobody would buy from him, and how he's got, like, so much security to protect all the video game stuff in there. But I did give him my business because I needed a second Nintendo DS Lite, and I got a black one. Because I was looking for one because, like, one of the shoulder buttons on my white one wasn't working.
Oh.
Which I think it's working now, last time I checked. I don't know.
It started working again?
Like, I went to go try to sell it to the local game store, and the lady there was, like, testing it out, and I was like, oh, well, I guess the shoulder button works. I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking, but then she, like, couldn't accept it because it wasn't booting up as fast as she wanted it to. I was like, okay, I see that it's a working product, but all right, whatever. I was only going to get, like, $30 store credit for it. So I was like, I wasn't worried about it.
So I guess this is going to be a pretty brief podcast, but for closing remarks, we can do...
all the things that happened on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, the boycott Star Wars.
And white supremacists being really mad about it.
Yeah, so this is pretty funny. I've heard that some of this, maybe not the ones we found, maybe the ones we found, I don't know.
Dude, the ones you showed me that I found was like, that's it, I've had enough, I don't need to see any more.
Yeah, but I've heard that some of this is trolls just pretending to be white supremacists. Because that stuff happens all the time on both sides, like when the some trolls pretended to be feminists and started tweeting with kill all men. But then there are real people who see this and join in. Which is what the trolls are trying to do, is to rile up the people who actually believe in this stuff.
So what you're saying is, this is just a whole other new version of starting Gamergate, but with white supremacists about Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, it is that same kind of thing, because you can see all the, like, and some of these accounts are real, definitely, because they've been, like, tweeting about Gamergate nonstop for years or whatever, and now they've moved on to being angry about black people being in Star Wars. But just to read a few of them off. Boycott Star Wars.
I was going to read off the ones I did, or the ones that you showed me, that I got a response from that one dude that was Nordic for Trump.
Yeah.
Whereas he's like, boycott Star Wars 7 because there's nothing wrong with loving and supporting your own race. # in white genocide.
Yeah.
And then my thing was like, hey, this is an example of what not to do. And it's just like, well, what's wrong with defending your race? I'm like, I support the human race. Can't get any more racy than that.
And then, of course, he doesn't respond.
No, because he knows I'm totally right, and I won that argument.
And then there was the one by Lord Humongous who said, boycott Star Wars 7 because it will be ghetto garbage. Mace Dindu, where the white women's ass? Note, Jewish director J.J. Abrams has openly stated he hates white people.
Okay, so what's up with that comment? Like, I haven't heard this yet.
Okay, so I did find a tweet where they actually quoted him, and he said something like, "Most people in movies are white, so I wanted an opportunity to hire some people who weren't white to be in my movies." And the way that the neo-reactionaries interpreted this is, this means he hates white people, which is a total overstatement. And
completely, yes.
And they keep bringing up the fact that he's Jewish for no reason. Well, I mean, they have a reason, which is that they're anti-Semites, but...
That's part of being a white supremacist, yeah.
Yeah.
It's how anti-Semitic you are.
Yeah. And then there's four other ones that we retweeted. There's also a fifth one that I posted in the chat. I don't have it now. But it was one that said something like, if I wanted to see a monkey with a lightsaber, I'd go to the zoo, and it had like a gorilla with a lightsaber. And that, I think that was the most offensive one that I saw. But there's some other ones here. Boycott Star Wars 7 because there's nothing wrong with loving and supporting your own race. Okay, that was the Nordic for Trump one. And then there was one that said, don't let Coruscant turn into another Detroit.
Oh.
And then the money would be better spent actually sending all blacks into space instead of just making movies about it. Diversity is chasing down the last white Jedi. White genocide hashtag. Hashtag alt-right, hashtag Pegida.
I just want to make it clear that, like, when you tell me these things and I laugh, I'm laughing at how ridiculous they are, not that I support any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think our listeners should know that by now. I think I'll tell you the best one that I saw, and it was by our good friends at Colony Drop, who said, there are many reasons to boycott Episode 7, none of which involve your white male insecurities.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say.
I mean, some of the times in the past, they've made, like, a decent case that, like, for example, Heimdall in the Thor movies would not be black because the Norwegians would not have a black god because they wouldn't know about black people when they invented their gods. Like, that makes sense, at least. But
geographically, yeah, it would make sense that way.
But when they start complaining that new characters are black that are not based on anything previously, like these new stormtroopers that are black or whatever, it's not like they're going to be the same stormtroopers from the other movies, because this is set 30 years later, and probably they've got different soldiers. So it makes sense that there would be black. Well, kind of. I mean, it's not like these people are actually from Africa or whatever. None of the races really make sense in it, because we're not aliens, but... You know, it makes as much sense as there being white people in it. You know, it's just like, you have to use humans to portray some of these. And, you know, the race aspect is never really going to fully make sense no matter what race you pick.
Yeah, Star Wars is about being diverse because there's other alien races involved. So, I don't know if, like, it's like a white, like, you could probably argue it's a white supremacist thing or just a human race supremacy thing. It's like, yeah, we're better than, like, the Ewoks because we can just kick them like they're little Pomeranian dogs or something. Okay, well, so that's, you got this one human, that's one racist for the human race comment you can make on an alien being that does not exist except in a science fiction movie.
Do you think the Ewoks are going to be in this?
I don't know.
To be honest, I don't think this movie's going to be all that great.
I'm still going to go see it. Like,
everyone's
going to go see it. My biggest thing is, like, are people going to camp out in front of it like they did with Episode 1?
Of course.
Because it's like, after Episode 1, 2, and 3, nobody camped out because they're like, they were that disappointed with Episode 1. And Episode 2 was even worse. I've only seen Episode 2 one time, and I have not went back and watched that movie ever since. And Episode 3, I saw it, like, in high school, and I haven't seen that movie ever since. And that was over 10 years ago. So, but I remember Episode 3 being a little bit better.
A little bit. But yeah. These are supposed to be, you know, not by George Lucas. So everybody's like, oh, great, he's gone. But, you know, even though George Lucas also gave us the prequels, he also gave us the originals. So
the thing is, Star Wars,
and anything else is just like a cash grab by someone who doesn't really know the universe as well as the creator.
The thing is that Lucas had other people knock his ideas down in the original sequel movies. Like, he had other people direct the other movies. He was just the creative advisor. Like, the guy who directed Star Wars episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. And that's actually one of my favorite movies, or I guess science fiction or Star Wars anyways, but like, that's actually not like the other movies this guy's done is actually were pretty good movies. And I think with like him and Lucas like clashing, like Lucas would bring up stuff that like, I guess Lucas brought up stuff on the same level as he did with episode 1, except no one was there to disagree with him. And you've got a director who's like, no, George, you're dumb. Just let me handle this. It's okay. And episode 5 turned out great.
I saw a video linked the other day that was, I think it was the Red Letter Media review of episode 1, and it was like the part of it where they were showing the reaction of the people who were working with Lucas when he screened the episode 1 to them, and they were like, they seemed like dumbfounded, and they were like, oh no, how did we let this happen? And they were like, George, you have too much going on here, the tone is all over the place. And, like, Jar Jar Binks doesn't fit in some of the scenes. And, like, they were like, telling him all the problems. And he was like, oh, well, it's too late now because it's all already done and mixed together. And
Well, it was the fact that I remember, like, black people being upset when, like, with Jar Jar Binks as a character because they thought they was making fun of black people. But it was voiced by a black dude. That was the only racist thing that happened, like, in that first movie. That was, like, the only backlash I heard, other than years later being people are like, oh, wow, episode 1 really sucked. Why did we like it? Like, I think the Star Wars, the diehard fans that liked that movie originally, like, turn around and like, I never liked that movie ever. It's like, come on, don't lie to yourself. You know you did. Everyone did. And then people, once the hype went away, after you stopped watching it 6 times in the theaters and gave it more money than it should have, you would look back and were like, this is not a good movie.
Well, I admit, I liked it when I first saw it, but I was six years old.
I was 13 when I saw it, dude, and I saw it 4 times that summer. Everybody did. I'm guilty. It's okay. I can admit it. Not the end of the world. So, and I guess I could say that because I can say I'm also not a huge Star Wars fan. But
yeah, but at least those movies, I mean, if you want to, like, look on the bright side, at least they kept the franchise alive for a while longer. If this current movie is worth, you know, worth being made. I mean, they had to make the prequels at some point to explain how he became Darth Vader and all that stuff, because George Lucas was always saying he was going to make them for decades, and he probably wouldn't have allowed these sequels to be made if he didn't make the prequels first. But who knows?
That's true.
Who knows how these are going to turn out? I was kind of pessimistic about the Star Trek movies, but they turned out okay, I guess. And it's by the same creator.
Everyone's thing about J.J. Abrams is like, oh, he uses the lens flare way too much. But I'm like, I don't remember that being a huge issue for me when I saw the Star Trek movies. I was like, okay, it's there. Like, it didn't like piss me off like every other nerd out there.
And yeah, also, that's just
the new Star Trek films are so much like Star Wars anyways, which is probably why I like them.
Yeah. That didn't bother me when I saw them either, but everybody does complain about that online a lot. I didn't even know about that until like after I saw the movie and saw people complaining about it online, but
yeah, and then you had to think about it, like, well, yeah, I guess there was a lens flare. I don't know, I was just enjoying the alien babes that Kirk was trying to hook up with.
Yeah.
This girl's an alien because she has red hair and green skin and, you know, lingerie or something. It's like, oh man, what's Kirk going to hook up with today?
I'm just thinking it might be kind of ridiculous when they have, like, the old actors show up again. Like, I'm not sure if they can really do the stunt work convincingly. Because I know that Han Solo got injured doing the stunts.
Yeah. Well, Harrison Ford got in a plane accident, but I think that dude just does not care.
Yeah, and then there was that, too. He got in a plane accident, but he got, like, injured while he was filming it, too, earlier on.
That's right.
He hurt his leg or something. But, you know, maybe it does turn out okay. We'll see.
I don't think it's going to be a bad film, but...
There's already been, like, pre-orders that have just opened last night, and the Fandango and the movie sites like that are all, like... experiencing outages because so many people are getting on there trying to pre-order tickets. So I'm sure there's going to be people camped out, like with episode one. I'm sure people are going to be, you know, out in front of the theater for the week in advance or something with a big line and some tents and dressed up as a Ewok or whatever, ready to go in there instantaneously and get the best seating spot possible and whatever other stuff that they're concerned about.
I mean, for me, it's like I'm in a small town or smaller town, so like there's a theater there, and I'm guessing like I probably could get my tickets now, but I'm not in the rush for it because no one else in town talks about getting tickets early. I think they're all going to do it, like, the day before or something like that, but I'll probably get mine a couple weeks in advance and still be fine.
Yeah,
that's a different story.
I think I'm going to, like, wait a week or two after it comes out and see it, you know, when the crowd dies down a bit, so I don't have to deal with, like...
That's true.
A bunch of Star Wars nerds. I mean...
They shout Star Wars things in the theater and everything.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun like, to be in a theater with a bunch of people, but sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it is fun, depending. I've been in some theaters where, like, there was a really good group in there, and they made jokes at the right time, which was fantastic. And at other times, it's like people try, and it's not funny. But I don't know. It all depends. But, I mean, like, I don't really trust the nerd crowd in the town that I live in, so...
Yeah.
I was surprised with, like, Dragon Ball Z Resurrection of F, how, like, well-behaved they were. I think I might have been the most misbehaved person in there.
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing Resurrection F in theaters. And even the Naruto movies I've seen in theaters, the crowd is mostly well-behaved. Although always, like, one or... at least during the one that I saw a couple days ago, they were well-behaved. But the one from a few months ago... The last, I think it was called, even though it wasn't actually the last movie, there was some guy who kept saying, "This is some Dragon Ball Z shit right here," whenever there was a fight scene. And he was pretty annoying, but other than that... But yeah, anyway, I guess that's Star Wars.
And that's... I don't know, do you have anything else for closing remarks? Like, what else has Chris Chan done?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should do the, since we've been covering the trial for so long, we should mention what the verdict was. So basically Chris was convicted, and they gave him six months, but it was a suspended sentence, which means that he doesn't actually have to go to jail unless he misbehaves again in those 6 months. So
he will misbehave again. You know it.
They also, for some reason, supposedly lifted the mall ban, which I don't understand at all. Maybe it's because he was saying that it's anti-homosexual discrimination for them to not allow him into the mall or something, to refuse services to a homosexual. But,
that's not even the issue to begin with.
Yeah, and he isn't even a homosexual. He's a white male who likes women who just pretends that he's a lesbian.
Yeah, everyone that is knowing about Chris Chan, we can call it how it is. That's the actual truth. It's just a con for him to try to get next to women that are more likely to accept him than normal women, because he knows that has not worked for years.
Yeah, he wants to cash in on the whole victimology
LGBT
thing.
Community, yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, he also has to pay a fine, which was, I think, about $500. I think that's probably something he has to pay to the guy for, like, medical expenses or something, because he, you know, pepper sprayed the guy in the face. So.
Yeah.
So, that's all he got off with, as far as I can tell. And he doesn't have to go to, like, a psychiatrist, I don't think, unlike last time. Maybe they just realized that doesn't work with Chris. He's too far gone. I don't know. But, for whatever reason, he got off pretty easily, really, for them to suspend the sentence like that and let him go back to the scene of the crime. And he's probably going to do it again. And then there's probably going to have to be another trial or whatever to determine whether or not to make him serve those 6 months, or whether or not to increase the sentence or whatever once he goes back and throws a fit again about Sonic. Because he did declare victory the other day.
Yeah, I saw that, where he's just like, my efforts have not been in vain, you know, Sonic's arms are back to regular color or something.
Yeah, but the thing is that was, like, not a Sonic Boom game that he was talking about. It was
something like unofficial?
Well, it was one of the Sonic Olympic games, which in those games, Sonic has the design from the main Sega games. Sonic yeah. Boom is just a spinoff by, like, a different company than Sega. So that he has a different design there, and he's always going to have a different design there. But the main Sonic is still the Sonic with the tan arms. For some reason, he didn't seem to understand this, even though people have told him over and over. And he always just says in response, I don't care! Make the arms tan! Like, he doesn't even read other people's comments. He's just so autistic. And also, he has uploaded a new special edition, speaking of George Lucas, of Sonichu number 1 just now, like 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
Where he...
So this is hot off the presses right now in this recording?
Yes, just like when we recorded during him uploading the rest of that Christmas special. But what he did here is that he is trying to pretend that he isn't plagiarizing Sega, so he's changed Dr. Robotnik to a different character that's still, like, got a mustache and an evil scientist.
Okay.
And I don't think he redrew it or anything. He just changed it to something Skysore. Let me see if I can find the first name.
So wait. Is he going through his first issue and digitally adding mustaches to everybody so it's like, see, it's not who you think?
Okay, he's just renamed the character. He, like, changed the name slightly in the dialogue balloons. Ren Skysore, I think, is his name here. But
so he's retconning his own work in order to avoid copyright infringement, which he's already committing copyright infringement.
Right. He thinks that Dr. Robotnik being there is a bigger deal than the fact that Sonichu is a combination of Sonic and Pikachu. And he still kept Giovanni from Pokemon in here, which is just as much of a copyright infringement as Robotnik. I think maybe he's just so mad about Sonic's arms or whatever that he's trying to remove all the Sonic elements or something. But you can't really do that when the character is called Sonichu. And plus, he's given Sega plenty of money by buying up all these Sonic amiibos. and making them into Sonic 2 amiibos. Yeah, if he really wanted to boycott
copyright or official product to make his own bootleg product.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that he thinks that he can actually get Sonic 2 into the Smash Brothers game as a downloadable content character.
So what if they don't accept it? He's just like, well, they denied it because they knew the creator was a homosexual, so therefore they're, you know, plagiarizing or, you know, boycotting me and the LGBT community. We have to put a stop to this.
Yeah. They're committing a hate crime. Argument. They need to accept his characters or else they're discriminating against him and violating his human rights.
Oh, no, speaking of copyright, you showed me that image last night where Daft made a cease and desist order against CG.
Oh, yeah, you have to put that in the show notes.
I will.
Yeah.
I literally thought it was a real thing, where it's just like, they put his name, is like, you are being sued.
Yeah, it said piracy and copyright infringement, cease and desist from Funimation, or something like that. And I told Daft about the thing where CG's fan subgroup, Dragon Team, had uploaded the movie of Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F about a week before the movie came out on Blu-ray, which it just came out today, in the U.S. from Funimation. And CG's group had some comment like, when they were uploading it, they said something like, we know it's about to come out on Blu-ray, but we are gonna put it out anyway because we've put so much effort into it, and it's going to be released because we don't want our efforts to go to vain. And we did it before the Blu-ray was finalized on its release date, so it's all okay. We're not violating any copyright laws. And they got a backlash and they had to pull it down. And their excuse was, well, we wanted to use the Japanese Blu-ray for our video instead of a cam rip. And we wanted to put our release out there, even though Funny is doing their release too, because we put a bunch of effort into this and we have to put it out there. And then there was like a huge backlash and people were like, you're trying to sabotage the official release. And
and
so they had to pull it, but then even though they pulled it, it's still all over the internet because a ton of people downloaded it and it's been like re-uploaded 4 times on Nia, so it's all over the internet, and nothing that he can do now can stop that because the file is already out there being shared.
What he needs to do is he demands everyone under his command to pull down the video.
Yeah. And Jay Turner was saying, like, Funimation, go after these guys, put them in jail. And he was, like, saying that while CG was in the chat. And we keep baiting CG over this, but he hasn't responded yet.
Oh, man.
But it is, like, really shitty to release that right before the official release when they've had it translated for so long and supposedly, and we're just waiting for the Blu-ray so that they could put out an extra high resolution copy. Like, that makes it sound like they're trying to make theirs be competitive with Funimation's, which they should not be trying to do.
A really bad idea. Just like so CG is part of the whole what's wrong with fan subbing, like the culture of that, or like the whole how it works, because apparently the way fan subbing works is that there's 30 fan sub groups subbing the same Naruto show or the One Piece show. Like, they don't go after anything else. Like, he's so obsessed over freaking Penguin's memory that he won't even go out and bother to fan sub it when it's something that you can't even like find fan sub. And he'll complain about how there's no fan sub for it. Well, if he's so good at understanding Japanese like he thinks he tells us, or like he thinks he is to tell us that, why don't we freaking fan sub it? Like, I told him to do that, because I'm curious what it's about, and he won't.
The reason he's fan-subbing Super is because he thinks that no one else is good enough to do it satisfactorily, and that they need his expert skills. And, like, he's always trashing the other subgroups and saying that they're terrible compared to him. And probably he feels that way about Funimation too, or else they wouldn't have released this. They must feel like, oh, these awful Funimation people, they don't translate the terms properly, because the Funimation uses, like, Yamcha instead of Yumcha, or Chaozu instead of Chiaotsu, or whatever, you know, like, it's... They've got these minor changes that they think are oh so great and important to having an accurate translation. And it's really pretty ridiculous for them to think that they're so great and everybody else is so terrible. Very arrogant.
Which is exactly what every fan subber thinks about every other fan subber out there.
Right.
Even horrible subs that basically rips off their official streams and does it their way to change one or two things.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just ridiculous. And
or the Kami subs that was, like, ripping off the...
oh, yeah.
The officials and changing it a little bit and then demanding money from people on...
Yeah, to support them? I'm like, yeah.
And Daft was like, oh, yeah, they're doing a great service here because they allow me to not buy a Crunchyroll subscription. So I should give them money instead of to Crunchyroll, even though they're not doing anything, and Crunchyroll is putting them out within 1 hour.
John, amazing. Why do we know these people?
Because that's who anime fans are.
Why are we in the same reality of their existence? It's just amazing, but I guess, like, for every anime group like us, there's always those people that we know. And we kind of know them all too well. It's just inevitable.
Another funny thing is that Cloud has posted in the AIM chat this argument that's going on the My Anime List forum about whether or not the term weeaboo is a racial slur against anime fans. Because there's some guy with the Twitter username of weeaboo who is really proud of being a weeaboo. Who wants that to be his username on My Anime List. And he's gotten in this flame war with the admins there who are saying that he can't use that as his username because it's a racist term.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And both sides are just so idiotic. Like, why would you call yourself weeaboo? And why would you call that a racial slur?
What up, my weeb? Weeb, you got that 40 I got, you told you to get for me, Weeb? Weeaboo, please. I'm saying it right now. Weeb is the new N-word.
And the admins also apparently banned people from calling themselves nerds as well in their username.
Oh my gosh, no. Oh, that is... No, I first, like, when I tried using the term weeaboo on Toon Zone, that's when they censored it out, and I didn't know what I said, and I was like, wait, no they didn't. When I said the word weeaboo, when I typed it out on my computer and tried to put it in the forum, they literally took that as an offensive term and censored that out. I'm like, way to go, Toon Zone, you're just, oh, screw you, Toon Zone.
Yeah.
I can't, no. The term weeaboo is not... That's basically making fun of, like... Well, that applies to anyone. It doesn't matter what the race is. It's the type of person they are.
Right. It's not like an anti-Japanese term. It's mostly used...
It's an anti-American term.
Right.
That Americans put on themselves.
It's baka gaijin who don't know how to Japanese properly, you know?
Don't know, like, how to Nihon degood. Oh my gosh, that's... Well, speaking of anime fans, I'm actually going to an anime con, Banzai Con, next weekend for Halloween. So if I put this out, like, the day before I leave, then people have a day to know that I'm going to a con that probably anyone listening may or may not know, but... Oh well, I might just put it out the day I'm there. That's what I was planning on doing, I don't care.
And I'm going to Kamikaze in LA in a couple weeks.
Nice. Yeah, you told me that's the one that's head up by Stan Lee, right?
Right, and that's going to be the 30th, 31st, and 1st, I believe. but I don't know which days I'm going to be there yet.
Okay.
But,
well, I mean, LA's kind of a drive for you.
Yeah, it's, I guess, 6 or 7 hours.
You might as well just stay the whole time. I mean, it's no point in going for one day.
Yeah, we'll just see what happens.
Okay.
But,
I was telling you guys, like, so I submitted panels for BonsaiCon. This is stuff I worked on back in the summer, because I automatically assumed that I was going to get what I want on the panel. And so, only one of the three got submitted, and that's my What the Heck Moments in Anime, the 18-plus panel I do every year, which, quite honestly, I feel like this is probably going to be the last year that I do it as 18-plus, or maybe the last year I do it at that con. I'm not sure. But they sent out an email, like, early in October about, like, how that panel got approved. But the one I'm really interested, like, I was really excited to hopefully get approved was the one I did about motorcycles in anime. And so that's been on a quote-unquote wait list, along with the panel about Mamoru Oshii that I was just going to take whatever I did in that 15-minute presentation for my contemporary art class and just expand it out to an hour. And I only did it just so I can get, like, you know, free time there. But so they approved one, and they got the other two on a wait list, which is like, I responded back saying, you know, hey, if you have to approve one, at least pick the motorcycles one. And according to the website, it's still a tentative schedule, but I think that's honestly the final thing.
Probably.
And, yeah, and because of that, it's just, and like, the fact I looked at the schedule, and you saw it too, so there's another, like, in anime panel there, which is called Cows in Anime. And my first thought is, okay, so is it about fat chicks in anime? that's what I'm, like, but, like, okay, so is the panel run by fat chicks? Talking about fat chicks? I don't know. Like, I'm thinking, when do you ever see a cow in Japanese cartoons?
I know that the avatar of the Fullmetal Alchemist creator is a cow, like the little author note or whatever that's at the start of each manga volume. But that's like the only cow I can think of in anime. Because, like, they don't really have many cows in Japan, I don't think. So that's usually not, like, a part of their culture or their media, you know?
Yeah, I'm hoping it's the former that I'm right on. And I hope I'm completely right about my guesstimate of what I think it's going to be in there.
I'm pretty sure that if you call a woman a cow at a panel, you're going to get, like, raided by SJWs who, like, say that's, like, fat shaming and you need to be more fat positive or, you know, all of that.
Alright, so the term you're saying I should use is heifer or sow. And if it's a guy, call him a bull.
Sure. I'm sure that'll solve it.
That'll just solve everything.
No one will be offended by that.
No, it's just, but they have, like, the typical Homestuck panel. It's less about anime and more about, like, everything popular on the internet and was popular on the internet. They've got one Brony panel, they've got a couple Homestuck panels, which I thought that fandom was dead.
And Hitalia,
they
right?
They still got their Hitalia panel, which there's still a fan base about it. They got an Attack on Titan panel, which I thought that was dying out.
Well, there's a new Attack on Titan anime called Attack on Titan Junior High.
Oh, man.
I've seen the first three episodes which have aired. It's really stupid.
I refuse to watch that, so...
It's like chibi Attack on Titan characters.
I refuse to watch that still.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But also, I did email Richard Epcar, and he actually emailed me back, like, within 30 minutes about, like, he seemed pretty interested in doing an interview there. So, like, that's the only thing I'm interested in. It's like that, playing the Initial D machine I played at Animes, which those people that are bringing those games, they're going to be there. And then the panel that I'm doing from midnight to 2 a.m. again. And I feel like after this year, it's just like, I don't feel that, I think that rebellious bone to do 18-plus content is just out of me. So, I think that's just, if I do it again, I'll make it an all-ages thing, which I can make that work, so.
Well, I guess you now have some extra 18-plus content to add to it if you've just seen Devilman, the OVA 3.
I thought of it. I probably should. I mean, isn't... I don't know if the, because I don't know if I want to end it on, like, a low note or just be as a, like, I don't. it's just not in me to be as offensive as possible now. I could do it, but it just wouldn't sit right with me.
What kind of stuff are you including this year in it?
I got a couple scenes from Crying Freeman. I got a scene from Short Piece. It's the one about the polar bear that fights an ogre. That's pretty bloody. And I've got some other new stuff. Oh, I'm actually going to... You know that Doozy Bots pilot?
Uh-huh.
I intend to show the entire thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Isn't it like 20 minutes?
It's like 5.
Oh, okay. It's not a whole episode.
Yeah, it's like the first 5 minutes. The only thing that's on the internet. No, because I'm just like, yep, why not? Technopolice 21C... A couple of scenes out of that, the dub, especially because it's that bad. Moldiver is another one. Because, I mean, me and my girlfriend saw that recently, and I liked it.
Yeah, I've seen Moldiver. It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a fun little comedy.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be that good from the first episode, and I got it on Laserdisc, and then I saw it, and I was just like, I got to see how this turns out. This is fantastic.
I remember it having, like, a really cheesy dub opening and
the
ending.
Opening?
Yes.
Go, Moldiver, go, go.
Go, Moldiver.
It was like, we got perfect physiques, something, something, howling like the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually do like that song. That's those Pioneer, like, opening songs that they did, like the Tenchi stuff, which actually is really not that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that has to grow on you. I mean, it's still corny and crappy as all get out, but, like, it's still got its charm.
Yeah, you're going to have to do that for the final song, do the Moldiver.
Dude, I might as well. This is perfect, so just add the Moldiver for the ending. We've already stated it.
Yeah.
All right, well... It was pretty much the con and then whatever we talked about on Twitter. I can't really think of anything else that happened in the past week that I wanted. I thought I had something else, but I can't think of it. So It was just really mentioning the con and how I've kind of been screwed over in a way. But I guess for me, it's like if I'm going to do panels in another con, I might as well shoot for like Animazement and Anime Week in Atlanta next year. Because like my girlfriend has family in Atlanta, so we got a place to stay at. So I'm like, you know what, I might as well just submit stuff there that I'm pretty sure it's going to get approved.
Have you done that con before in Atlanta?
I have not been to Anime Week in Atlanta yet. I've been wanting to go for like a few years now, but it's just kind of like, it's always at the start of the school year and I've always got some big project that happens. So like, I think if her and me plan to go for next year and save up on it and just kind of organize things, mm-hmm. Then we can make it work. So, yeah, that's the plan. But I gotta head to class in a few minutes. Actually,
all right, see ya. All
right, man, take it easy, internet.
Okay, I'm gonna put this on Dropbox after it's converted.
All right, cool. I'll get the notification about it. I'll check it out later. So I gotta head out.
Okay, later.
All right, later.
We're cunning and sleek, overpowering every